Chapter 6, The Ghost Hunt. Friday, Lucy and I flew to the old oak tree after school yesterday. We sat there and waited and ate our snacks. And waited some more. At one point, Grandpa Alfred flew past. He's building the fancy new owl tree houses. "Hello, dears. Lovely night."
"Shh. We're hunting. We're ghost hunting."
"That's one. Wonderful. Bye." We chatted about our sleepover while we waited. "I can't wait for our sleepover on Sunday. It's going to be flap-tastic." We waited some more. Then Lucy said something surprising.
"Eva, do you mind if I go home? I have to finish my English homework and we haven't seen anything. You don't believe me anymore, do you?"
"Of course I do."
"Really? Well, I believe you think you saw something."
"I don't think I saw something. I really did see something."
"I know. Please don't get your feathers in a flap. I really do have homework to do. Look. You should keep the camera for if I mean what when you see something. I'll see you tomorrow, okay? How could Lucy leave me? Now no one believes me, not even my best friend. I hope you still believe me, Diary."
After Lucy left, I waited some more. I sat by the old oak tree until it was almost daylight. I felt sleepy. Then, whoosh! The white ghosty figure swooped right past me. It made a booming boo sound. Well, it may have been a loud hoot sound or even a moo sound. It was hard to tell, but I definitely heard an ooh noise. I was so scared, Diary, and my wings were shaking so much that I could hardly hold Lucy's camera. Click! The photo came out blurry, but at least I finally have proof that the ghost is real. I've never been as scared as I was last night, Diary. I don't know how I got any sleep. I'm going to take this photo to school tonight.
I'll show everyone that I'm telling the truth.